sein.
That's what it is. Now we're playing the marimbas, beautiful African sounds. Later on, we play the oud, beautiful Middle Eastern sounds. We get around on the show, on the cutting edge, but never going over it. 072-238-0712 is the WhatsApp line. What's up in this week's Africa Report? Belgium is to return former Congo President Patrice Lumumba's tooth to the family. Patrice Lumumba was murdered. We will talk about that later. Mozambique condemns horrifying execution of naked women by men clad in government army uniforms. Mali opposition rejects a military-based back transition charter. To tell us more, political science lecture at Chrisma University in Zambia, Dr. Charles Moyo. 3ws.afrodemocracyjournal.com is his website. Dr. Charles Moyo, welcome.
Thank you, Shafiq.
Right, let's have a look. Belgium is to return former Congo President Patrice Lumumba's tooth to the family. It's an interesting story, isn't it? Although it's about a small item such as a tooth, but Patrice Lumumba is a big story, isn't he?
Yes, he's a big story because Lumumba, you know, was an African icon. In terms of fighting, you know, colonialism. But this incident is a stark reminder about Lumumba's barbaric and humiliating assassination at the behest of Belgium. Remember, maybe as a way of background, there was an insurgency against Lumumba, which was orchestrated by Belgium, and it led to his overthrow. Thereafter, he was jailed. He was then shot, you know, by a firing squad, and his corpse was dissolved in acid in 1961. So this is how he died. He died a very humiliating death. But this is not an isolated incident. It also reminds us of millions of Africans who were killed, mutilated, and diseased while working on King Leopold's II plantations in the Congo. However, keeping remains of a dead person is sadistic, inhuman, and also smacks of supremacist tendencies. And the Lumumba's tooth should not have been taken away in the first place, and it should be remained, you know, it should be retained as early as yesterday to his family. Like I said before, the Lumumba case is not an isolated incident. There are so many remains of Africans which were sent to European countries during the colonial period, and these should also be returned to their respective countries.
No, of course. I mean, you know, we've got the same kind of tragedies in South Africa. Saatchi Baartman, who was taken overseas, a former Hu lady, treated like an animal. And of course, Patrice Lumumba, I think what's important here to remember that he was a thorn in the flesh of the colonialists, but if he had been allowed to stay a leader, Central Africa and the Congo would not be the chaotic place it is today.
Yes, indeed, he was really, you know, focused. He was also patriotic, you know, about his country, but not only about his country. But, you know, about Africa as a whole. So I agree with you. The chaos that we are seeing, you know, in Congo today, you know, it's something that was not, probably that was not going to happen under Lumumba. So it was a huge loss, and, you know, his name keeps on popping up whenever issues of Pan-Africanism are discussed. So that shows you that he was a central figure. And you know, one of the founding fathers of Africa. So he remains, you know, a very important figure in the history of Africa and political consciousness.
Of course, and I mean, you know, he's part of a club of people like Kaunda, Nyerere, Kenyatta, etc., who, yes, they all had their faults, but they were all post-colonial leaders who had vision. And in fact, all of them, at the end of the day, were not allowed to execute the vision they had for the continent due to the post-colonial era not being as liberated as everybody would have hoped.
Yes, even, you know, in Burkina Faso, you know, the same thing happened. You know, these leaders that were very much vocal against colonialism, they were dethroned one way or the other. Like in the case of, you know, Lumumba, there are some, you know, sources which point to the fact that even the CIA was involved in his, you know, overthrow and subsequent assassination.
In fact, that certainly rings a bell, because who was responsible for the detention of President Nelson Mandela? Nothing else, no one else, but the self-same CIA. So the Central Intelligence Agency certainly has some awkward questions to answer, which it has not yet answered. But let's not move on to Mozambique. Horrifying execution of a naked woman by men in government army uniforms, and the woman, according to the stories I've read, accused of being a member of Al-Shabaab in northern Mozambique. And of course, it's sad, it's tragic, because the issue in Mozambique, it's not an Islamic issue per se. The issue in Mozambique is the exploitation of gas reserves and the local people being left out of that equation. But it's sad all around, isn't it?
It's very sad. This is a very sad and horrific story, you know, but it's reminiscent, you know, to the graphic execution of another woman in Cameroon's restive region about 2 years ago. I think you still remember that incident.
Mm-hmm, yes.
So we are seeing, you know, a similar incident happening, you know, in Mozambique. You know, such barbarism and violence against women should be condemned by every right-thinking individual. And, you know, it's also encouraging to note that human rights organizations such as Amnesty International have condemned this grotesque video. And even the government of Mozambique has promised to conduct a full investigation, and hopefully they will do so. Like you said, the conflict in Mozambique is a natural resource-related conflict, and it should not be scandalized by turning it into a religious conflict. It's a conflict that is related to natural resources, that is related to exclusion, and it should be treated as such if we are to, you know, if they are to find a lasting and sustainable solution.
No, absolutely. And our final story is the Mali opposition rejects a military-backed transition charter. We predicted that. We knew that the opposition in Mali right now was not going to accept the military junta's proposition.
Yes, of course. And, the opposition in Mali has learned a hard lesson, probably from Zimbabwe, Sudan, you know, and Egypt, where the military is largely in control of public affairs after the coups in these countries. So the fact that the charter that we are talking about proposes that the 18-month transition be led by either a military or civilian leader opens, you know, doors to total military control for 18 months and beyond, you know, because if they are saying, you know, it's either a military leader or a civilian leader, obviously, as we speak, the military has the power, so they are most likely to manipulate the whole process, you know, and the rule for those 18 months and probably beyond. But for democracy to flourish, you know, in Africa, the military should stay away from politics and focus on their mandate of protecting, you know, the people against the external attacks. And this applies to Mali, considering this instability of that country, especially around its borders. But importantly, the person who is supposed to lead this, you know, a transitional government, it should be a person who is not aligned to either the opposition or the military. Such a person can be a retired judge, for instance, or even a business person or a religious leader.
Yeah, it's interesting. If one looks at history, military leaders have never been good for countries anywhere in the world. France General Charles de Gaulle, not good for the country. Spain, a general, Argentina, I think General Pinochet, look what happened there, mass murders, and we just go around the world, wherever and whenever a military person has been in charge, there's been chaos and there's been problems. Pakistan, two or three generals having been in power there, and look what has happened to their political landscape. So I think the lesson for the world is generals generally don't make good leaders.
Yes, indeed. They should stay, away, from power. It's not their domain. It's not their mandate. And it's undemocratic for the military to intervene, or to interfere in civilian matters. Like you are mentioning, all these, military figures which committed even atrocities. You in Uganda, we had
General Idi Amin, yes.
Yes. So they are not good leaders. And, we know that coups beget, coups. So it becomes a cycle of instability and political uncertainty.
Absolutely. Somali deserves democracy and not the generals. Dr. Charles Moyo, political science lecturer at Chrisma University in Zambia. Thanks for chatting to us. As always, you can get him www.afrodemocracyjournal.com. Dr. Charles Moyo, stay safe. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. Same to you.